Why do women have boobs? So you got something to look at while you're talking to them.
That's what they're for, all right.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I love boobies. Boobies. Big boobies. Small boobies. Big boobies. Natural boobies. Any kind of boobies. I love them.
I like your take on boobies. I like boobies.
Mambos. Rangoons. Sweater puffs. Sweet rolls. Hefties. Angel cakes. Lactoids.
The enlargement of the dress was fantastic.
What's this? It's enormous. God, there's another one!
You want to see nips? You're going to have to give. No bills, no thrills.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Are those real?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Those boobs are too big.
Roll another one.
Those jugs?
Just like the other one.
Big one, Dre.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Oh, man, they're big. They're huge.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Listen.
It's our time to shine.
Listen.
These big cans are one-third larger.
Necessarily say I'm a big fan of Hooters.
Just like the other one.
Your breasts are amazing.
This one seems to be about to end.
You want
to
see boobs or you don't want to see boobs?
I don't have another cent.
Not bodacious, but firm, supple, pleasing to the eye.
Sit up straight. You're not doing your breasts any favors.
Just pass it around.
He's got a tremendous set of boobs.
Well,
I want to squeeze them.
Well, just pass it on down.
Lisa, let them loose. Shake them for freedom. Shake them for freedom. Let them loose. Let them hang out. And shake them for freedom, Lisa. Come on, Lisa. Me.
Our feature presentation.
What do you have against freedom, Lisa?
I don't.
Why do you hate the troops, Lisa?
You know, usually we have a theme. In the morning, in the open.
There wasn't one there?
It was just a
random collection of just whatever was laid around.
I was disappointed.
Hey, so we're in Fullerton.
We are in Fullerton, yes.
How about that?
The Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen.
How many years have we been doing the pageant here, you guys? Not from the beginning. Have we been
seven?
Doing... What do you think, Ralph?
Six?
I wouldn't know.
Five, 35.
35 years.
35 years. Omar says 35.
Okay, that's crazy.
Well, we're always excited to be down here. We're always excited for the Miss Double December pageant. Today on this stage, we'll be crowning Miss Double December 2014. We have much, much more to tell you about that. But first, I rode over here this morning with the King of Mexico in his fancy new Prius.
Okay.
And the King is going to be one of those guys that you're going to see. My guess is sometime within the next year, you're going to see him in a wheelchair on an oxygen machine. He's going to be doing one of those commercials where he talks about how he was texting and driving.
Oh, no.
You've seen those commercials where the guy gets
sure.
up and he goes, I thought it was a good idea to text and drive, and it was a mistake.
He holds up the sign of the thing he was texting
right.
He hit the wall.
Was it worth it?
Why?
Yeah, I'm guessing because you were texting and driving.
Did not text at all. All I did was use navigation.
Dave never puts his phone down. His phone is always open in front of him, like propped up on the steering wheel.
Sweet.
And he's doing something on his phone at every stoplight. And then when he's actually driving, this is where Dave's new phone, his new computer on his watch comes into effect.
Now, oh, no.
Now he's got that going.
Oh, no.
So, he puts the dick in Dick Tracy.
So he's that guy. Dave's that guy for 5 seconds.
But Dave's been that guy. Since I've known him, he's been that guy.
Now, I know
he'll be at a concert the entire time, texting. I go, are you going to watch the music at all?
I mean, I know that you guys laugh at me for guy who doesn't like to be off the internet guy.
Well, you are.
But I
That's
can,
a different subject in which you rule.
I can look away for a minute.
No.
I'm saying if Dave could figure out a way to have those screens implanted, he needs the Google glasses.
He will.
So that he can constantly have the internet in front of his eyes at all times.
No, I'm fine with my watch, man.
He needs a driver. He doesn't need any of that stuff. He needs somebody else to have the wheel.
That's a good point.
Dave has peaked. So if he goes in like a year, really, what's the loss?
Are we all right? We've gotten what we need out of him?
This is as good as it's going to get for Dave, really.
So we've seen the best of Dave, right?
Yes, right.
Everything he's got to offer.
Oh, that's sad.
It's just weird, though. I mean,
we're going to miss you, Dave.
It was a good run, man.
We've all seen people. I mean, if you're ever at a stoplight, look at the person to the left of you and the person to the right of you, and almost always you're going to see somebody texting.
Yeah, texting.
Or reading, you know.
Or girls putting on makeup. That one kills me.
Yeah, we do that.
You have like a knife by your eyeball.
Here's the thing.
In a car.
You can see
someone
better.
Putting on their makeup with a knife?
Well, you know what I mean. A sharp instrument.
No,
like,
I see.
Right next to your eyeball.
We're very good at that, though. We don't ever hurt ourselves.
Well, I'm better at texting than you are.
Yeah, no question. No question. Take it easy, Dave.
And apparently you're better at driving than we are, too, because you're able to drive without ever putting your eyes on the road.
Right?
Which is pretty impressive.
At least I don't use windshield wipers and little reins.
Don't need them.
I'm just saying it's a miracle that we're here this morning. That's all. So congratulations. Thanks, Dave, for the thrill ride today. It was a great way to start. Great way to get my heart going first thing in the morning.
Suck it, Oprah.
Who gets in the car with Dave? Whose fault is that?
Yeah, no kidding.
What are you thinking?
I needed a way to get over here. What was my backup? What was my option? I don't know.
Cab.
Uber.
Limo. Yeah. Uber. Walk. Hovercraft. Unicycle.
There's like 49 options that you could have had.
Now that you mentioned it, I did choose poorly. So it's a miracle that we're here.
All right. This morning, we have a great show planned for you. We have a Miss Double December pageant.
I love how it's planned. It may not come to fruition.
We have no idea how
the
these...
show, the good show is planned.
Look,
the actual show may vary.
Correct. Look, they planned a great Sound of Music live broadcast, too. Sometimes you just don't know till it hits
the Titanic
air.
Planned to get across the ocean.
They did. They planned well, didn't they? And then things went south. So we'll see what happens. We will take a break live from Fullerton and come back with the Showbiz Beat. That is next on K-Rock.
That's weird. I heard the song, and then the song went away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then nothing.
Because usually
isn't there supposed to be
doesn't
something?
Someone tell us we're going to go on or something?
Well, we got... What the hell's happening here?
You guys are on. I gave you a 20-second warning.
Oh, okay.
Nice work, Bugs.
Hey, party people, we're live if you can't tell. We're in Fullerton. Where are we if people want to still come on down and bring a new unwrapped toy to join us for the Miss Double December pageant?
122 East Commonwealth in Fullerton.
And, of course, you can get the details of where the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen is at their website or at krock.com for all the details. Are we webcasting yet? Is that up and running?
I don't know. I asked our web department guy. I said, hey, how's it going when I walked in? And he said, not now.
So, no.
The last thing I heard, by the way, was associate producer Christine came out, and she was looking for somebody to go backstage and do a nip check.
Sure. We all volunteered.
Did you? Yeah.
We all volunteered, and then we got turned down.
I did it, and the girls all have them. I've done the check, and yes, everyone has two nipples.
Okay. All right. Good. We're set then. It's 5:51 Friday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We are live in Fullerton. Ralph is here wearing a coat, gloves, and a hat.
I feel like I'm hosting the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
And it's time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat.
Well, congratulations, boys and girls. Here's another Federline on the way. Kevin Federline is announced.
All right.
He and his wife, Victoria Prince, are pregnant with their second child. For those of you keeping score at home, this makes Kevin Federline's sixth child.
Oh, my God.
At the tender age of 35 years old, Kevin Federline has procreated six times. Twice with Shar Jackson. He's got a son and daughter, Corey and Caleb. Then, of course, Sean Preston and Jaden with ex-wife Britney Spears and now his second wife with Victoria Prince. So I'm glad the Federline bloodline is being continued out in the universe. I'm glad his genes are being passed along
that
to future
brain
generations. Yes.
But he has them and then gives them to the girl to raise, right? And then moves on?
He's not nuts.
I mean, he's not raising six, I hope.
Guys, does
he's a stud. He's a breeder. It's like you put him out the pasture.
Does he have a job or is he just living off Britney Spears' alimony?
I would guess he's living off Britney Spears.
I have no idea.
So essentially, Brittany will raise this child as well.
I was at Walmart recently, and the greeter looked suspiciously like Kevin Federline. He did say Popo Zao as I came into the Walmart,
yeah.
So it could have been him. Speaking of kids and marriages, Kanye West's wedding to Kim Kardashian. Details are starting to leak out of what Kanye has planned. Kanye according to sources, plans to get married to Kim Kardashian.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Super low key. Maybe justice of the peace.
They're going to do it at the courthouse in Santa Monica. Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Oh, no, wait a minute. They're doing it at the Royal Palace of Versailles in France. They'll get married at the Royal Palace of Versailles in Paris, France. And according to sources, Kanye is planning actual thrones that were used by royalty for the bride and groom during the ceremony.
Love it.
It's not unbelievable because it's Kanye, but what human would ever come up with that? Let's get married at the palace.
Just Kanye.
I'm Kanye mother effing West.
He's the best.
Miley Cyrus, she is the Kevin of the music industry.
How? Kevin Federline, you mean?
No. Kevin Ryder, I mean.
How dare you?
You mean somebody who's phenomenally successful based on very little ability?
Yeah, well, yes, that. And also, she was being interviewed before a concert in Minneapolis. When she told the interviewer she was feeling drunker than she ever had felt before and believed she definitely would be throwing up on stage.
Awesome.
No word on whether she was true to her word or not, but I'm hoping that's the case.
You do not want to sit in the first several rows at a Britney Spears concert.
Didn't we used to have clocks when we did these broadcasts?
We did.
Somebody would tell you what time was going on. I have no time. I have no idea how much time I have.
We couldn't see
left.
The audience because the clocks were so big.
Yeah, now we've got nothing. We have a sundial. We don't have a stopwatch. Nothing. I have no idea where I am or what time it is.
5:55
now. So I still have more time.
Yeah.
Okay, more stories then. The good news is Jessica Simpson has announced she is no longer going to be an actress.
What?
To which we all said, you were an actress? She is done with Hollywood. According to a representative, she is 100% done acting and never wants to read another script.
What?
Because reading is hard?
This is good news for all of us.
She's too big.
She is fully focused on being a businesswoman now.
Well, we like to mock Jessica Simpson for being dumb, but isn't she one of those celebrities that you tell us, Ralph, is worth like $100 million?
Let me tell you a little something about her fashion lines. Every year in merchandise, what do you think her sales are? Now, this is just gross. This is in her net. But what do you think the sales are for her
every
various
year.
Fashion lines? She's got shoes and clothes and
I'm terrified
stuff.
To guess, and I'm also so curious about this because I don't ever see Jessica Simpson as one of those women that other women look at and go, oh, I want to dress
not
like her.
At
She's
all.
Never on like best dress lists or a sensation on the runway. Like, who's going out and buying her clothes?
I bought one of her dresses and I use it as a cover for my Mustang.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's the same size she
wears. I would guess $20 million.
That's an excellent guess, Kevin. Try $1 billion in sales.
Oh, no.
What, you said a year.
Yeah.
No.
She sells close to $1 billion in merchandise each and every
that
year
is not
with her fashion
possible.
Line. Oh, but it is.
You know it's against FCC regulations to lie on the radio,
I
right?
I understand that, but her sales are close to $1 billion in merchandise each and every year.
I need that source. There's no way I believe that. I don't.
Well, check out radaronline.com.
All right.
They've got all the information for you there.
How
Kevin.
Is that possible?
A lot of selling.
Is
clothes.
This stuff with her name on it, or
yes,
does she just have some?
She doesn't
Simpson
design
line.
It. All.
No. It's just stuff that she's got her name on in her line.
Isn't that amazing?
And I believe she's got jewelry and shoes and
Did
handbags.
You say a billion?
That's what I said.
And yeah. Meanwhile, by the way, ex-husband Nick Lachey, the one with talent, is probably waiting tables at Barney's Beanery right now.
No, he's hosting the Great American Sing-Off or whatever that or show
that.
Is.
Same death. Which is better or worse?
Hey, Sunday, if you've got nothing to do. You may want to check out a wedding, a pay-per-view event wedding. Remember the White House gatecrasher, Michelle Salahi? She
yes,
and her husband?
Yes, she's the one who ran off with the guy from Journey,
she
right?
She ran off with Neil Schon from Journey, and their wedding is Sunday, and it's going to be a pay-per-view event.
What? Who's going to pay for that?
For $15, you can see Michelle Salahi and Journey's Neil Schon get married, and I don't know how they got this band, but apparently Journey will also be performing.
So,
$15, man.
I wouldn't pay $15 to see Jay-Z and Beyonce get married.
I wouldn't watch it if it were free.
$15, come on.
Seriously.
What a bargain.
But for what?
All right, how about $14.95?
I wouldn't watch it if it was free. Guys, let me ask you this question. Is the only reason they have Journey playing so that they can sell pay-per-view? Because why would you want your band? It'd be like me getting married and asking you guys to come down and do a radio show at the reception. Like,
that would be awesome.
Why would you bring your work to your wedding?
Because you want to sell pay-per-view?
I guess that's the only reason.
Tickets? It is Friday, and we are going to be doing the Miss Double December competition all morning long. So we won't be doing the movie beat, but I did want to give you a heads up. Three new movies coming out this weekend. Here's what your choices are. You got Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas.
There it is. You got me handled.
Is that the one everyone's excited about?
Kevin, we can go see that at noon.
Fantastic.
Oh, dear Lord. You have The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug.
Oh, I can't wait for Smaug.
No one can wait for Smaug. And if, speaking of which, remember that song by Leonard Nimoy?
Which one?
The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah, the Hobbit. Yeah.
Mugs, play a little bit of that for you.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall.
Yeah, one of the worst songs ever.
Why would the original Spock do this?
Paycheck.
That gave him a paycheck?
Yes, but a very clever interviewer asked the cast of the new movie, The Hobbit, to read the lyrics in a dramatic fashion. Here's a little taste of Martin Freeman, who plays Bilbo Baggins from the movie.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of the Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy, woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole. And everybody knows him.
Bilbo.
Bilbo Baggins.
Bilbo.
Bilbo Baggins.
Bilbo Baggins. 3 feet tall.
That's in theaters everywhere this weekend. You can check that out. Today's celebrity birthdays. Taylor Swift is 23.
Shut up.
It's going to be one of those mornings.
Oh, no, it isn't, because you're going to leave it off.
That's right. The only reason we're celebrating today, ladies and gentlemen.
Cross this name
How
off.
Dare right you?
Off the list. There we go.
She's just sweet 24.
There's going to be people here and stuff.
People are here. They opened the doors.
Taylor
oh,
Swift, you guys.
Oh.
Yes or no?
Yes or no?
There we go.
They love her.
100% When we learn to stop asking people to back whatever you think, Bean, it never turns out well for you.
Come on, you guys are with me, right? I got him in the palm of my hand.
Jamie Foxx is 46. Evanescence singer Amy Lee is 32. Dick Van Dyke is 89 years old today.
Wow.
Yeah. Blink-182 star Tom DeLonge is 38. Steve Buscemi from Boardwalk Empire is 56. Ted Nugent, Motor City Madman.
Yeah.
You know how many kids come to me and say they want to go fishing? Their last wish is to go fishing with Ted Nugent?
No, Ted.
I'm guessing zero.
What little kid wouldn't want to end that way?
Wendy Malick turned 62. And Captain Von Trapp from the original Sound of Music movie, Christopher Plummer, turns 84 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We are live in Fullerton for the Miss Double December 2014 pageant. Can I tell you guys how I just saw Lux for the first time? 2013's Miss Double D.
Right.
Went backstage to see if she was here yet.
Right.
There's a dressing trailer for the girls.
Yes.
And she came out of that like somebody shot her out of a cannon. I'm pretty sure I caught her just before she hit the ground.
Did the other girls throw her out?
I don't know what exactly happened.
Was there a battle royal going on?
Was there a battle in there, Lux?
No, everyone is actually helping each other get, like, dressed and undressed. I heard something about pasties in the back.
Yeah.
Something about pasties is going on in the back right now.
You know, we find the backstage dressing room mysterious, of course, because we're not allowed back there. But there is a very serious talk that the girls get every year of no nips, no slips, and no lips, and no nips, and everything, right?
Wow!
Well said.
Well, I think that's what the pasty situation is going on, but I don't think it's to help prevent a slip. I think that the pasties are the presentation.
That's the plan.
I see. That's
oh,
the outfit.
Yes.
I see.
All right.
Yes, I know. I'm just as excited as you guys
well,
are.
Well, somebody's getting frostbite today, if that's the case.
Now, when I first saw Lux, she's always very nice, and she pretends to like me. So she came up, and we hugged.
Right.
And I said to her, and I was softly weeping, I said, please don't go, because I can't. I don't want to imagine a world where Lux is not our Miss Double December. You know what I'm saying, guys?
One of our best ever.
One of our best
ever
Miss
Double December.
Yes. I'm so sad to think, and I know that you don't need us, so you have a life and a career. You're probably never going to call us again. I suspect we'll literally
it,
never
Beans.
Talk to you again.
Stop no, it. Lux I'm sorry. I'm haunting all your asses.
Lux
honestly,
is the opposite
sorry.
Of that. She'll get a hold of us.
I mean, I want to.
She
think
will.
That, I want to think that.
No, she
true.
Will. She will.
I'm
her
such a creeper, Bean.
One of her stopovers from Tokyo to Dubai when she's in town. She'll come over. And...
You do have the most fascinating life, though, Lux. Every time we, oftentimes when we hear from you, you're in an exotic location like that. Like, how do you get jobs like that where you find yourself in Dubai, just being flown over just to be hot?
Like Kevin said, sex trade.
Sex trade.
Yeah.
She's in the sex trade all over Europe.
I'm in the sex trade. No, I mean, remember my talent last year was burlesque dancing, and I've been a dancer for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been very fortunate that I've been able to travel around the world to dance. So even next week, I go to South America to perform for a huge like dance festival.
That's my dream.
I know. You know, I.
Kevin's been on the pole for many years now. Down at Spearmint Rhino, you usually find Kevin working the crowd.
In shorts.
He's hot, isn't he? I know.
Have you ever been in one of those situations that you read about where a sultan like just pays you to be to hang out with him for a year?
Where do I get trade
that
is?
Gig? Someone will pay me to hang out with
them. Well, are any sultans
them?
Out there?
Any sultans listening?
She's looking forward to that.
What do you remember about this time last year when you were one of the finalists for Miss Double December 2013? What's going through your mind right about now as you're prepared to hit the stage as the girls will this year in bikinis?
My nipples are so hard.
Is that a memory you're talking about right now?
Both. Yeah. Yeah. It is cold, and the bikini competition is the first thing. Well, which is a very strategic move.
We want to wake them up, yeah. A, and B, better visuals.
You said that this year the girls are all helping each other. I always anticipate that they're competitors and they're just going to be, you know, giving each other the evil eye and trying to sabotage the other girls and trying to get a leg up.
No, actually, so this would be my third Miss Double December event that I'm at. And every single year, all the girls are super nice backstage. I know you guys want to hear about, like, fights and everything.
Well, that's
no,
what
I'm
happened.
Sorry.
Year one, people were able to buy them shots, anyone could buy the girls shots, they were just downing them. And year one, man, they were...
I brought alcohol for the girls backstage.
That's right. You need to know, just outside the trailer, Kevin, they have this automatic bar machine set up.
Oh, I just saw that.
Where? You program it, and it will mix you any cocktail that you want.
Yeah.
So the girls have been taking advantage of that this
all
morning.
Right.
Already.
That's a good sign.
Hot toddy.
Okay.
Buttery nipple.
That sounds great.
Okay.
That sounds great.
And drinks. So, Lux, we're going to be saying goodbye to you today. And the last thing that we're going to be seeing, your last official duty for folks who maybe have never been to a pageant before, is what?
I get to tongue down the winner.
Wow, she's come to play.
Wait, it's not tongue down, it's kiss?
I think you misread the contract.
Yes, that's how we say it.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's kiss. But kiss is like in a gray area, right?
Right. You can make of that what you will.
Yeah, you can improv.
Right.
Exactly.
I kind of read it in between the lines.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well,
now you know why we love Lux so much.
It has been. We didn't see you nearly enough this year, and that was our fault. But
what happened?
I think they want Lisa and Lux to kiss. I don't know. I'm just trying to interpret.
Let me use the bar machine a little bit.
I'm trying to get all mushy and sentimental as we say goodbye to Lux for right now.
Nobody is expecting you to ever be sentimental.
No, but you guys are with me. We didn't see Lux nearly as much as we would have liked to this year, but hasn't she just been a joy?
Yes, she's been
like
great.
Every time we've had the opportunity to hang out with her, hasn't it just been great?
Yes.
She's a wonderful Miss Double.
Yes, it has been.
All of those things.
Come on, I'm being serious here, Kevin.
We had so much fun, though. Oh, and wait, where's Brad so I can kind of keep my eye out for him?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be here.
He'll be here to hump your leg later, I'm sure.
Who went to Almost Acoustic this weekend?
Night one?
Anybody out here? Night one, Almost Acoustic Christmas?
Yeah. Brad got
her. Who has that on video?
Brad got her leg pregnant.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. You missed the fact that he Supermaned my ass on stage.
Yeah. That did happen.
Came in like a wrecking ball. Appropriately, because I heard Miley Cyrus was in the audience the
she
first
was.
Night.
She was.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Lux, Miss Double December 2013, one of the all-time greats. If there's ever a Miss Double D, Mount Rushmore. Lux is face number one. Am I right, you guys?
Face?
Oh, that's
my
true.
Face?
What the hell am I thinking?
Strong mountains.
What the hell is wrong with you? All right, Ralph, explain to us. We're going to take a quick break. What happens next on the program?
If you're listening, get yourself to a computer. Dial up the webcast at krock.com because the first part of the three-part Miss Double December competition is the swimsuit competition. That'll be coming up next right here on the world-famous K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show live from the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton.
Come on down if you want. There's still room. Bring a new unwrapped toy if you would, please. That's the price of admission. We're here for Miss Double December 2014. By the way, give it up for our Master of Ceremonies, Ralph Garman, in a suit this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
On the stage, usually it sucks to be up at 6 o'clock in the goddamn morning, but not today.
Not today. It is time to kick things off for our Miss Double December competition for 2014. We're going to bring the girls out one by one and get to know them as we go through the morning. We'll be talking to them a little bit later. They have a talent portion. They'll be showing off their talents in just a little while. But first, we'd like to introduce you to perhaps their greatest assets as we start the swimsuit competition of the Miss Double December 2014 pageant. First up, I'd like to introduce to you the lovely Desiree. Desiree, come on up here. Desiree is from Hacienda Heights, California.
Well, all right.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. How are you feeling today?
Great, great. Excited.
How do you feel about your chances this morning?
I think they're pretty good.
From here, I would agree. It looks pretty good. Why don't you take a walk down the runway and meet everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, Desiree.
This is not exactly bikini weather, so the girls are very brave to come out here this morning.
They are. Thank you so much, Desiree.
It's always bikini weather, just for the record.
Desiree's a student.
Okay. Yes. She looks surprised, Ralph.
I thought you'd like to know that. Next up in the first group of our swimsuit competition is the lovely Raina. Let's hear a round of applause for Raina. Raina's got the home court advantage from Anaheim, California. Local girl. Take a walk, Raina. Raina's a bartender and a server. Whatever she's serving, I'd like a double.
I don't generally look this low, but those heels,
Raina,
are something else.
In case anybody wants to get a cocktail from you in the future, where are you working at?
888 Cigar Lounge, right down the street.
So you can have a smoke and you would serve me a drink.
Smoke and a fantastic cocktail, yeah.
Thanks so much for coming out. We'll see you a little bit later. Thank you, Raina.
She said cocktail.
Did you see the size of the diamond on that woman's finger, by the way?
No.
Who's looking at
her finger?
She's wearing a bikini.
She's looking at her shoes and her finger.
Look at her ring.
What the hell's going on?
Just saying.
What an asshole. Next up in the first grouping of our swimsuit competition, the lovely Tawny, ladies and gentlemen. Tawny making her way to the stage. Looking lovely this morning.
Oh, my.
You're also a bartender, right, Tawny?
Absolutely.
All these hot chicks and alcohol. What a lovely combination. Where do you work?
I work at Tilted Kilt.
Of course you do.
All right.
Would you take a walk down the runway and introduce yourself to everybody?
That is the smallest bikini yet, Ralph. Smallest bikini we've seen this morning so far.
That is a little bikini. It sure is. You know how many cheetahs had to die to make that bikini?
Don't. I don't care.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We'll see you a little bit later.
No tattoos on Tawny, by the way. I also noticed that. First no tattoo.
And by Tawny, you mean Raina?
Raina, right.
What the hell's going on?
I am observant. I just love checking out a lot of things.
It's like you're a coroner and you're doing an autopsy on these girls and they come out. No tattoos. I was wearing a ring on her left hand. Look at their cans.
I'm the mentalist. What can I tell you?
Stop it.
And this is the last of the first group of the swimsuit competition this morning. We will be breaking them up into two groups. The last one from group number one, Jasmine. Come on out, Jasmine.
Jasmine is shaking them for freedom.
All right. You all right, Ralph?
Usually I'm not one for opening up my Christmas presents before the holiday, but...
She's got a nice bow.
I would like to take the bow off of this one. Jasmine, you're a Pilates instructor, right?
Yes, I am.
And what will you be doing in your talent portion later on today?
I'm going to do the splits and a little dance to go along with it.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. Why don't you walk the runway and meet everybody out there? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jasmine from Huntington Beach, California. Thank you, sweetheart. Thanks for coming out, and be careful.
A little gap between the back incisors on her.
You put your eye out with those.
Shut up, Pete.
That is the first grouping of the Miss Double December pageant contestants in our swimsuit competition. Give them a round of applause. Let's show how much we appreciate and being out here in the cold in their bikinis this morning.
And I want to add for folks who maybe are just tuning into the pageant here this morning and they're thinking, hey, great job, guys, bikinis on the radio. Well, this is one of the shows that we're webcasting. You can actually go to krock.com and you can watch the entire pageant this morning. That's up and running right now.
And you should be doing that. And we will return
with group two of our swimsuit competition right after these commercials here on the world-famous KROQ.
106.7 K-Rock and KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show live from Fullerton at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen.
Hey, Miss Double December 2013, Lutzeboo. Why don't you stay on and do traffic on the Kevin and Bean Show? Do you ever think about that?
I think that there's someone that does that.
I mean, you're not going to be Miss Double D anymore. There's no conflict.
I love Lisa, and she'd kill me.
Okay. just try to figure out a way to not let her go. That's all I'm saying.
That she could do news.
We are, that's a great idea.
Hey, we are broadcasting live from Fullerton at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen. Please, Come on down if you can. Bring a new unwrapped toy if you want to see the pageant in person. We're also online around the world at krock.com. Our friend Matt Hagback watching in Finland this morning. Ralph, you'll be happy to know.
Oh, I really care about our Finnish audience, yes.
And I got an email from Mike who says he's doing a King of Mexico and watching on his phone while driving his car in Michigan right now, and the broadcast looks outstanding.
All right. Good idea.
So let's give Mike in Michigan a little something else to see here.
If you are watching at home or work or listening, keep in mind we are still taking votes for this year's Miss Double December competition all the way up until 9 a.m. this morning. So if you have a favorite, jump online, go to krock.com and vote. Starting at 9 o'clock, that's when we cut it off. We'll start tabulating the votes, and then, of course, we'll crown the winner shortly thereafter.
Yes, we will. All right, let's continue.
All right, let's start. Let's start with the second group of our swimsuit competition this morning. First up is the lovely Allie L. from Montclair, California. Allie. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Why don't you take a walk and introduce yourself to the crowd this morning. Being lovely in her swimsuit.
I like her outfit.
She walks like a professional.
Allie is a medical assistant. Nope. What exactly do you do as a medical assistant, Allie?
I assist the doctors with Mohs surgery, skin cancer.
It'd be worth getting skin cancer just to have you work on me.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a lump. Can she take a look at this?
Run, Allie, run.
That's your cue. Nothing being said has helped.
I can only imagine where you have lumps.
He just doesn't understand what they are, Ralph.
Our next contestant here in the second group in our swimsuit competition is Diana. Please welcome Diana to the stage. Oh, my Lord.
Well, that's just diabolical.
I mean, if that's your kind of thing, Ralph.
I don't know if comic books are your sort of thing, boys, but for me, this works. I've always had a Wonder Woman thing. Are you a geek, Diana?
A little bit, yeah.
Is Wonder Woman your favorite superhero?
Absolutely.
How do you feel about Batman?
He's all right. I'm a Superman girl.
No.
Uh-oh.
All right, forget it. It's never going to work out. Take a walk and introduce yourself to the gang. Diana's from Los Angeles.
I'm sad that you guys just broke up, Ralph. That could have been a beautiful thing.
I know.
She took off the cape. That is, that's red, white, and blue. That is all Wonder Woman right there.
That is all Wonder Woman right there.
Very little red, white, and blue.
Thank you so much, Diana. Thank you very much.
Yowza, it just got warmer in here.
I agree with the USA chant. Bean just said yowza, however.
What's that?
Bean just said yowza.
Yowza?
Yes. Just pointing that out in case you missed it.
It's really cold here in 1934, isn't it?
Yowza!
Next up in the second group of our competition is the lovely Brittany. Please give a round of applause to Brittany.
Oh, my.
Hi, Brittany.
How are you?
I'm cold, but I'm happier now that you're out here with me. You work in a bank, is that right?
I do. I know how to count.
She can count and look like that.
All right.
I can count to two right now as I'm talking to you. Why don't you take a walk and say hi to everybody out there?
Ralph, you're a little closer than I am. Is that a bikini or is that technically underwear?
Either way, it works for me.
Yeah, it's good.
Brittany from Montebello, California. Thank you, Brittany, for coming out here this morning.
Wow, the crowd responded well to her.
So did I.
And our final contestant in the second group of the swimsuit competition portion of our Miss Double December competition is the lovely Allie Rose. Allie, come on up here. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Allie's from Burbank, California. You're a model, right?
I am.
What kind of modeling do you do usually?
I model for Playboy.
For Playboy?
Oh.
Sorry, I've never heard of that publication. Why don't you take a walk and say hi to everybody? For you. Thank you so much, Allie. We'll see you a little bit later in our talent and interview portions of the competition.
Wow, this is a tough choice, Ralph.
Beautiful girls all, maybe our best crop ever. Let's give a round of applause to all the girls brave enough to walk the runway this morning in their swimwear.
Nicely done. We will continue. And we've got the Ralph Showbiz Beat coming up next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Hey, good morning, Fullerton. How you guys doing?
They okay, can't good. Hear you.
They can't hear you,
Fullerton,
unfortunately.
Fullerton can't hear you.
That was embarrassing, wasn't it?
It sure was.
not the overwhelming response I was hoping for. We are live at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton for Miss Double December 2014.
Now they can hear you.
Now they can hear us. Ralph is here. Ladies and gentlemen, Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat here on the World Famous K-Rock.
Good morning, boys and girls. Thanks for coming out here on this wintry morning. I know it's not... You're not supposed to complain because you live in Southern California, but it's effing cold out here this morning.
Yes, it is.
I think it's balmy. I wish I was in a swimsuit.
We've got some breaking showbiz news.
I'm too hot.
We've got some breaking showbiz news this morning. Thanks to our friends at TMZ.com. Looks like Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom filing for divorce today.
What?
Yeah. Is that cheers for Lamar because he got out?
Yeah. He escaped the family.
He and Chewbacca will no longer be married.
I hope now that Lamar doesn't play basketball and needs the money that he writes a tell-all book.
Yeah,
would that be the best?
That would be awesome.
Yeah. I don't think Lamar can write.
That may be a problem.
I'm guessing that might be a
ghostwriter.
Maybe he can dictate the story to
right.
someone. Yeah. Reportedly, Khloe was really upset because she saw that video that appeared online of him when he was loaded. Remember? Rapping about how he would go down low when she was out of town. And
every time she was gone. Yep.
Banging other shorties.
Yep.
Of course, everyone is a shorty compared to Khloe Kardashian because she's like 9 feet tall.
That's true.
Yeah. Also breaking news, they just announced today that they're going to reboot the Naked Gun movie franchise.
Wow.
It's a bad idea.
Odd. No Leslie Nielsen and no O.J. Simpson. I'm out.
I say let O.J. out just for the day.
Ed Helms, apparently from The Office, will be taking over the role of Lieutenant Frank Drebin, and he will be starring in the movie series for Paramount.
I like him.
I do love him.
He's a good choice.
Yeah.
But not for Naked Gun. I mean, it's been done. You can't do any better than Leslie Nielsen did.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I thought this was a great story. There's a stand-up comedian named Randy Liedtke. You heard about this guy?
No.
He thought it would be funny to troll cops by baking cookies that looked like iPhones.
Oh, I did see this.
This guy's a dick.
And then he was going to take the cookie that looks like an iPhone, and he was going to hold it up to his ear and drive around in his car and wait for a cop to pull him over and then try to give him a ticket for talking on the phone while driving, and then he was going to take a bite out of the cookie in front of the cop and burn him.
And then was he going to go, ha-ha?
That's what he was going to do.
What's the point of that?
Just to troll cops, just to be a dick. Well,
how'd that work out?
The experiment did not go as well because he was pulled over. He took a bite out of the cookie. He thought he was very funny. But it turned out he had a warrant for unpaid parking tickets.
What an ass.
Even though he didn't get a ticket for talking on the cell phone while driving, he was arrested and taken to the police station for an outstanding warrant for unpaid parking tickets.
There is justice.
Love it.
So maybe he wasn't quite as clever as he thought he was going to be. Keep in mind, it is Friday. New movies in theaters this weekend. American Hustle opens up this weekend.
Oh, come on with that.
Looks terrific. Saving Mr. Banks, the story of Tom Hanks who in World War II. He's got to find Matt Damon, apparently, behind enemy lines.
Nope.
And,
I don't think that's the same thing.
That was Private Ryan, different movie.
He's always saving somebody, this Tom Hanks. Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, also opens up today. And Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas
opens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And if you go to that movie this weekend, I hope Santa puts a lump of coal in your ass. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays.
Say it.
I'm not saying it.
Say it.
I'm not saying it.
Say it.
You've guaranteed he's not saying it.
Captain Von Trapp from the Sound of Music movie. Of course, he's done a lot of stuff since then. Christopher Plummer, 84 years old today. Ted Nugent turned 65. Steve Buscemi from Boardwalk Empire is 56 years old today. Blink-182 star Tom DeLonge is 38 years old. From The Real Housewives, NeNe Leakes. Remember NeNe on Celebrity Apprentice?
Oh, yeah.
Her.
She was the best.
She was awesome.
She was the one who called LaToya Jackson Casper the Friendly Ghost.
That was sweet.
Dick Van Dyke, star of TV and movies, 89 years old today. Evanescence singer Amy Lee is 32.
Isn't there another beautiful young woman who's a singer who has a birthday today, Ralph?
Yes, Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx also celebrates his 46th birthday.
Who I was thinking of.
He's going to be Electro in the next Spider-Man movie that's coming out soon, of course. And
Taylor Swift is coming.
There it is.
No!
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hey, party people, it's the Kevin and Bean Show live from Fullerton at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen. This morning we are doing the 11th annual Kevin and Bean Miss Double December pageant. We are always excited about this show. By the way, Ralph, you missed it, but Kevin is out on the stage by the kids, and they'll just hand him whatever they're drinking, and he'll take some.
Well, sure. That's how Kevin rolls.
That's what's awesome about Kevin.
Guy handed me a cup of beer. What do you want me to
Kevin's
do?
Kevin's like, what you got? I'll drink that.
Same thing with pills, syringes, anything. He'll do anything.
We're going to get right back to part two of the pageant competition. Ralph has already introduced us to the ladies in their swimsuits last hour. Coming up next, we're going to see the talent portion, and then later on the interview portion. You can still vote if you want at kevinandbean.com or krock.com. You can still cast your vote. That shuts off at 9 o'clock today to find out who will be Miss Double December. But right now, we got a little something special for you, Kevin.
Well, we have some tickets for the Kings of Leon, and we have some listeners up on stage here to do some listener-okie.
Listener-okie, listener-okie. The game we're going to play. Listener-okie. Listener-okie.
Right. And you'll win this game.
Now,
nice work, Omar.
Kings of Leon tickets.
We had to
that's
do
awesome.
One thing so far today.
Do we also have the bonus Kevin Amin prize that's going to go along with those tickets?
We do. We have a pair of tickets for Kings of Leon at the forum, and we also have a special surprise that we don't want to tell you about as the grand prize.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Who's going to be singing for us today?
Come on out. Tell me your name and what song you're going to be singing, please.
My name is Brad, and I'm going to be singing Silent Night.
Since it is the holiday season, all the competitors will be singing Christmas songs.
That's
right?
Correct.
I was
yes.
confused. I thought, is that a very popular Kings of Leon song? What's happening?
No. Because it's the holiday season, we're going to have all the competitors will be singing their favorite Christmas songs.
I like
and
it.
The best Christmas song singer will win the competition.
Why do I feel like we're describing the contest for Bean only?
Apparently, he wasn't at the meeting.
Bean sucks! Bean sucks!
I was at the meeting, but Kevin had not explained it on the radio, so I wanted to help out our listeners. That's all.
Listen to Rocky, listen to Rocky. That's the game we're going to play.
All right, take two.
We got it. All right, Silent Night, did you say? I'm sorry, this is like a half hour ago.
This is a Kings of Leon song, right?
No, this is a Christmas song.
All right, let's hear it.
Silent Night, Holy Night.
Tough crowd.
All is calm, all is bright. Round a young virgin mother and child.
All right, what am I missing? I thought that sounded pretty good.
I know.
That
was good. Look,
why is everybody doing?
Here's the problem. That was pretty good. Here's the problem. He's not a Miss Double D contestant.
Okay, I gotcha.
And that's what these people are.
This crowd will boo anybody who does anything.
Give these guys a break.
Kevin will fight you.
I'll
Kevin
fight
will
everyone fight you.
Kevin will absolutely fight you.
Name, please.
Chris.
Chris, what are you going to sing?
Jingle Bells.
This is going to be good.
Yeah. He hasn't even started yet.
I'm not sensing a lot of confidence from Chris either.
Dashing through the snow. I don't want to hush up the snow.
Chris, everybody.
Boos were deserved.
Tough room. All right, here we go.
What a surprise. She's getting a cheer.
Beautiful young lady steps up. All of a sudden, the crowd has room for her.
I think wrong sex, correct sex.
I think she's going to be a competitor in next year's pageant.
What is your name? Take it easy, people. What's your name and what are you going to sing?
My name is Summer. I'm going to sing Let It Snow.
All right, could we boost that mic a little bit, please, so we can hear the contestant?
All right, you ready?
Okay. So the weather.
We have two more contestants, but I'm guessing we already have our winner.
How dare you?
They didn't even hear anything she
said. That's against FCC regulations.
Your name and what are you going to sing?
Mark and Blink-182, I Won't Be Home for Christmas. It's Christmas time again. It's time to be nice to the people you can't stand all year.
Like
I'm growing tired of
all. This has turned into an ugly mob scene.
Bring her back.
We will.
Chanting.
We will.
I feel like a statue of Lennon is about to fall.
What does John Lennon have to do with anything?
My name is Hyro, and I'm going to sing Deck the Halls. Deck the Halls of Father Holy. Ta 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 ta.
Doesn't that make you feel so horny? Da, 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 da.
Okay. All right, that's
da,
enough.
Da,
that's
da,
enough.
Da,
thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, let me just guess.
Now let me suggest something.
All right, I'll do it. I'll put my hand over their head and you by audience response.
Let me suggest something.
Yes, Ralph.
Since these people are so mean, and these people were brave enough to get up here.
Correct.
Why don't we give them all tickets to Kings of Leon?
Give them all tickets.
And we'll give one winner the grand prize.
All right, so we got Kings of Leon, Kings of Leon, Kings of Leon, Kings of Leon, Kings of Leon.
Everybody gets tickets.
And our grand prize winner, step on out here. We have a 16-pound... piece of cheese with the Kevin and Bean logo on it.
Actually, that's soap, Kevin.
It's not cheese?
It's not cheese. It's a giant bar of soap with Kevin and Bean's face on it. Yes. Okay, but I would like you to take a bite out of it.
We need to take a break.
Yes, we do.
Listen to Rokey. Listen to Rokey. Thanks for playing our game. Listen to Rokey. Listen to Rokey.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show live from Fullerton at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen.
Ralph, I didn't see it. How did Kevin end up spilling an entire beer on the stage? What happened?
Well, anytime Kevin sees an attractive woman, he goes in for what we call the smother hug.
Uh-huh.
Whether she wants to be hugged or not, Kevin comes on like Frankenstein.
That is patently false.
And invariably, he will knock whatever beverage the girl has in her hand out of her hand.
Well, that certainly happened. We just had to mop up the stage. But we
although I did knock it over on myself, so I'm soaking wet with beer now.
And although you did knock that same cup over twice in the span of about a minute.
That's correct, too. That's correct as well.
We are live in Fullerton at the Rock and Roll Kitchen known as the Slide Bar, our annual home for the Miss Double December pageant. Those of you just joining us on the radio or watching online at krock.com, this year's Miss Double December, the beautiful Lux, sitting up here at the dais with us.
Hi, everybody.
You can see why we have a Miss Double December pageant, because folks who are watching the webcast right now realize that radio guys, not too much to look at. That's why we need a pretty face to send out there with us around the calendar year to Acoustic Christmas and the Weenie Roast, the singles parties, the April Foolishness, the whole deal.
But it's not enough that she's beautiful. Miss Double December also has to be talented. And that's why we're going to start the talent portion of our competition right now.
It's my favorite part.
We're going to bring out each of the girls, and they will show off their very unique talents. And we're going to start off with Desiree. Desiree, come on out. Desiree came from Hacienda Heights, California.
I see there's been another outfit change since bikinis last hour.
She's dressed appropriately.
She really has put on a lot.
Desiree, what talent are you going to display for us this morning?
Does everybody want to hear some dirty jokes? While jumping on a trampoline?
No. She knows her audience.
Desiree will tell you dirty jokes while jumping on this very trampoline right in front of us here.
Have these jokes been vetted, by the way, for air? I'm just asking.
Has anyone heard these jokes before she tells them?
Dave says yes.
They're okay.
King of Mexico gives his stamp of approval, so we're in trouble.
Now, is this something you performed before, Desiree?
In my bedroom, yes.
All right. Is there anything special you need other than what we have here?
No, that's it.
Right. Well, best of luck.
Can I be the trampoline?
Why are you so creepy?
I don't even understand that.
I'm just offering to help.
Your face can be the trampoline. Yeah, that'd be great. All right, here we go.
Do you want the microphone so you can tell the jokes?
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Okay, everybody ready?
All right, guys. Here's Desiree.
Are you ready? What do you call a girl with no boobs? Justin Bieber.
Nicely done.
Oh, she's got more.
Oh, more.
What kind of bees make milk?
That was a visual. Okay.
Boom joke. Ladies and gentlemen, Desiree, well done.
Put your hands together for Desiree. What an amazing talent.
By the way, if America's Got Talent had acts like this, I'd watch.
That's right. Very impressive. Well, we've just begun. Next up in our talent competition is Raina. Put your hands together for Raina, everybody.
Raina, join me here, sweetheart. What talent are you going to be doing for us this morning?
I'm going to be giving the lovely Lux a lap dance.
All right. I'm so excited.
Is this something you've tried before?
Oh, yeah.
But not with Lux?
Not with Lux.
All right, the first time ever on this stage, Lux will get a lap dance from the lovely Raina. Put your hands together. Let's get a chair out here.
Now, Ralph, we're on a tight schedule, so I don't want this to take more than about 20 minutes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I think we have some special music for you, Raina.
Lights fade out, all the sinners crawl.
Lux wants to know, hands or no hands? What's she required to do here?
Feel free, Lux, feel free.
I feel like this should be a pay-per-view at this point.
Don't want to let you down, but I am hellbound. Oh, this is all for you. Don't want to hide the
She's taking
truth.
Her top off.
Well, I mean, okay.
Kevin's making it rain.
Kevin's making it rain.
This is my kingdom come.
Oh, my goodness.
We have pasties. We have pasties. She is chasing them for freedom right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Raina.
I'm not a fan of that, but if you guys are into it, okay.
Nobody can accuse her
Thank
of not
you,
committing.
USA chant from the crowd.
Her name is Raina, and you made it Raina.
See? That may be the greatest single moment in the history of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Told you the talent portion was my favorite.
Well, this is going to be a difficult act to follow.
Lux, how was that for you, Lux?
I'm sorry. I think I need another go because I didn't, you know.
Okay.
I think I need a second go at it because I'm not sure yet.
Next person up in our competition is the lovely Tawny. Tawny, come on out.
Let's hear it for Tawny, ladies and gentlemen.
Tawny out here. Tawny, what are you going to perform for us this morning?
I'm a cup holder for your drinks. That's what the boobs are for. So I'm actually very helpful for everything, every situation.
All right.
So someone is going to use your boobs as a human cup holder.
Yeah, well, I am, but you're going to take a body shot off of me.
I'm sorry.
How about that?
So how exactly does this work?
Just get up in there, baby.
Just get up in there, Ralph.
Woo! Go, Ralph.
All right, Ralph is leaning in for the shot.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, she can hold anything in there.
She really
like a
can.
Clamp.
Oh my gosh.
And a whole beer.
That's pretty impressive.
Let's hear it for Tawny, the human cup holder.
She's got a gallon.
She can hold a Pabst Blue Ribbon in between those suckers.
She's got a tall boy there.
That's unbelievable.
I've got a tall boy in my pants right now.
Where's the Guinness Book of World Records when you need it?
Tawny, thank you so much. And thanks for the shot.
That warmed you up a little bit, huh, Ralph?
Yeah, I feel much better now. Isn't this fun? And the last competitor in the first group of the Talent Corp... I'm loaded already.
Wow, he's thrown off.
Give Ralph another shot.
Talent competition, Jasmine. Let's bring Jasmine out here. Jasmine, what are you going to be doing for us this morning?
I'm going to be doing the splits for you today, and a little dance to go along with it.
A little dance, a little split, a little bulge in my pants. All right.
And a little bikini.
Do you need any help or anything?
I think I'm good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Jasmine.
It's like watching a Beyonce video.
Make me your Aphrodite.
another top is coming off, Ralph.
Yeah.
Improvise, girl.
These girls do not like to keep their clothes on.
Whoa! All right. Those were the splits.
She is flexible.
And she's not done.
Let's not rush her, you guys.
That's what Pilates does for you. Ladies and gentlemen, Jasmine, put your hands together. What an amazing group of talented ladies.
How can we only be halfway through the talent portion?
We've got four more contestants coming up.
USA. We'll be right back.
USA.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show live from the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in Fullerton.
I want to give a special thanks to the people here at the Slide Bar. They really do an amazing job each and every year.
I am frankly always surprised they invite us back and always delighted that they do. This has been our home for a long time for the Miss Double December pageant.
We also want to thank the people at Larry Flint's Hustler Casino for coming out here today and helping us put things together.
Well, nothing goes with Larry Flint's Hustler Casino like getting toys together for the kids for Christmas.
Well, you know, I like to give toys to kids.
Exactly.
And I also have some toys for women as well.
I understand that, Larry. Yes, thank you very much. Hey, you can go to krock.com and cast your vote, and you should if you have a favorite. Who do you want to see be Miss Double December 2014? We are halfway through the talent competition. Once again, we turn it over to Ralph Garman on the stage.
This should help you decide who to vote for. The bar's been set pretty high with the first half of the talent competition. I think we will not disappoint with the second half. Let's get right to it with our first contestant, Allie L. Allie, come on up here.
I see a hula hoop.
I've got a really good idea what you're going to do, but let's find out what talent are you going to display for us this morning.
Hula hoop.
Hula hoop. You will take that hoop, and you will put it around your waist, and you will make it move.
Yes, I will.
A miracle of modern science. Please welcome Allie, ladies and gentlemen.
Again, you should be seeing this at krock.com right now on the webcast. We're streaming live all the way through 10 o'clock. There it goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Allie. Allie hooped for well over 3 seconds.
While
Omar played Jewish wedding music for some reason. And what the hell's going on here?
And Kevin shot a glitter cannon. I don't understand the concept here.
That's not a glitter cannon. That didn't make sense. Sorry.
All right. Who's next?
Next up in our talent competition is Diana. Put your hands together for Diana. Our very own Wonder Woman. Uh-oh, I'm scared.
She's wearing a Kanye mask.
That's a little scary.
Diana, I'm afraid to ask.
What the hell?
But what will you be doing for your talent?
I'm dancing to Living Dead Girl.
Dancing to Living Dead Girl.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. It is Friday the 13th. How appropriate.
About that.
I just got it. Here's Diana with a little exotic dance for you. Take it away, Diana.
This is not Diana's first time on a stage. We have pasties. We have pasties.
The girls are really pulling out all the stops this year.
They really are. I feel funny. We can certainly appreciate her surgeon's good work from here.
Jason has never looked so good than on her ass right now.
I feel like her time is up, but why?
Ladies and gentlemen, Diana!
All right.
Thank you, Diana.
That was one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life that I didn't have to pay for.
And the hits just keep on coming. The next contestant in the talent portion of our competition this morning, the lovely Brittany. Put your hands together for Brittany, boys and girls.
I'm a little dizzy.
Oh, look how sporty she looks. A wholesome all-American girl.
She is bouncing a tennis ball on a tennis racket right now as she comes out. Very sporty attire, as Ralph mentioned.
Please, take my balls.
Let's see what Brittany's talent is going to be.
Brittany, what are you going to do for us this morning?
I am going to put this tennis ball in my mouth.
Well, I mean, I guess if you could put the canister in your mouth, then we'd have something. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Brittany putting a tennis ball in her mouth.
Sentence has never been said before.
We all see the tennis ball.
Holy moly!
Turn around, turn around, turn around. How does that fit?
A little souvenir for the audience. Thank you, Brittany. Thank you so much.
That was...
Her talents are wasted in public.
That was impressive. That was something else.
Ralph, you've seen a lot of things, but that look of surprise on your face indicates to me that that was something special.
I've never seen that before.
That was impressive.
Finally, I've met a woman that's a match for me.
But you have two of them.
And lastly, the final contestant in the talent portion of our competition this morning. Please give a warm welcome to Allie Rose.
I see a jump rope.
Allie, what are you going to do for us this morning?
I'm just going to jump rope for you guys.
All right.
You're going to jump rope.
Are you going to do it really fast?
I'm going to try to do it really fast, crisscross, try to do all kinds of things.
Very impressive. Ladies and gentlemen, the jump roping talents of Allie Rose. Yeah.
All right. Backwards.
Backwards. Wow. Everybody is saying, please fall out, please fall out, please fall out. Ladies and gentlemen, Allie Rose.
Stupid sports
Thank
bra.
You very much, sweetie.
Ralph, my head is spinning. That's unbelievable, the talent competition.
Let's give a round of applause to all the girls with their amazing talents. Best talent show ever.
Absolutely. All right, we still have the interview portion to go. Please watch at krock.com. We're going to crown Miss Double December 2014 this morning live on the stage at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in Fullerton. We'll be right back on the Kevin and Bean Show. 106.7 KROQ is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show live from Fullerton. We are at the Slide Bar.
For what I'm talking about.
Miss Double December 2014. The sun is up. It is a beautiful morning here in Fullerton. We will get back to the Miss Double December pageant in a moment with the interview portion of the pageant.
Yes.
In the meantime, though, Ralph is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Friday.
Breaking Showbiz news, literally breaking. Last night at midnight, Beyonce broke iTunes.
Now, I've never heard of iTunes breaking.
I haven't either. She released an album... A surprise album last night at midnight. No one knew this album was coming. Radio stations didn't have it to play beforehand. No one in her camp announced it. There was no press release. She just dropped a brand new entire album, including videos, on iTunes at midnight last night.
Isn't that crazy? Because don't you get the feeling these days with releases like that, like Lady Gaga was out there flogging that thing for 6 months before it came out?
Seems like nothing happens without a tremendous push of promotion. But I guess Beyonce can do it. And she did it last night. She put it up on iTunes at midnight. And demand was so great once word got around that they literally crashed the iTunes website.
Wow. That is saying something.
Her music sucks, someone just yelled. Maybe, but a lot of people like it, so go figure. Congratulations to Kevin Federline. He's going to have his sixth child.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Glad to know his genes are being passed along. This is the rise of the Planet of the Apes, I think, Kevin Federline. When he has six kids, the rest of mankind goes away, and then they grow up to dominate the planet. That's what's going to happen. He's got two kids with his first wife, Shar Jackson, and then, of course, with Britney Spears, he's got two. This is his second with his new wife, Victoria Prince, who's like a lovely and talented athlete, and she seems to be a pretty put-together woman.
Except for
her horrible taste in men.
Correct.
Yes. Ed Helms, it's been announced, is going to reboot the Naked Gun movie franchise. He's going to play Lieutenant Frank Drebin. Taking over for Leslie Nielsen. You people will boo anything, won't you?
Anything that's not boobs, they don't seem to have any room for.
It is Friday. That means new movies are in theaters. American Hustle opens up this morning in limited release. Hey, they cheered for that. They must like that.
How about that?
Saving Mr. Banks, the new movie starring Tom Hanks and Emma Thompson about how they made the Mary Poppins movie with Walt Disney. The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, opens up today. And Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas.
Well, I got to agree with you there.
But Larry the Cable Guy's in it. This movie has everything.
Yeah.
Speaking of The Hobbit, there was a song many years ago by Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock, about The Hobbit that he sang. It was a hit single.
No, it wasn't.
No one bought it. But it existed. And here's a little taste of that song.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo.
Yes, it's an awful song, but at least Leonard Nimoy can't sing. So you got that going for you.
That's terrible.
But an enterprising interviewer talking to the cast of the new movie, The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, asked them to dramatically read the lyrics from that song.
Oh, good.
Here's Martin Freeman, who plays Bilbo Baggins, doing a dramatic reading.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of the Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy, woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole, and everybody knows him.
Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah.
Bilbo.
You know, accidentally, the door was open back there, and I saw one of the Miss Double December contestants' hobbit holes.
Is that right?
Yeah, wow. I shouldn't have been looking, but I did. Today's celebrity birthdays, Taylor Swift turns 24 years old today. Jamie Foxx is 46. He's going to be Electro in the new Spider-Man movie. Can't
Lux,
wait to see
you're
that.
With me. Taylor Swift is awesome, right?
I just gave you a present that was Taylor Swift related. I can't share your enthusiasm.
What did you give him?
I think she's cute.
Nope.
I gave him a singing guitar ornament that sings all Taylor Swift songs.
Oh, how sweet is that for my little Christmas tree?
Jesus would cry if he saw that on the Christmas tree. Evanescent singer Amy Lee's 32. Dick Van Dyke is 89 years old today. Tom DeLonge from Blink 182 is 38. Steve Buscemi turns 56 years old today. Ted Nugent, the Motor City
Madman.
When
you sit down across from someone who has more families with dying little boys and girls who get a call to take them on their last fishing trip in life.
That's never happened.
When you meet someone who does that more than I do.
I bet no one has taken more terminally ill children fishing than you, Ted.
Why does he
Because
drown,
nobody does that.
Why does he drown children? Why is that Ted's thing?
There are children who are terminally ill who are not feeling well, so I take them out on a boat in the middle of a lake, and I make them catch smelly fish. That's the way to go out, I think. Christopher Plummer's 84 years old today, and Wendy Malick turns 62. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show live from Fullerton. It's our Miss Double December 2014.
Who will wear the crown to represent the Kevin and Bean Show as Miss Double December 2014? In just a couple of minutes, we're going to be hearing from Desiree, Raina, Tawny, and Jasmine. They are group number one that Ralph will be interviewing on stage.
And I tell you, we're starting to look at the voting now because we only have less than an hour before we cut off the voting and start tabulating. And the voting is very, very close amongst of like six of the girls. So
wow.
If you've got a favorite, you might want to get your vote in now.
Thousands and thousands of people voting, by the way, this morning. And it is still open, as Ralph said, for just a few minutes. You know, we are winding down the calendar year of 2013. That's why we're here for the pageant. And this is the time of year where we like to kind of look back on some of the things that have happened on our show over the year. And this is one of my favorite segments that I look forward to every year.
I love it, too.
No, you don't.
How many people are excited that it's our time for our annual look at the top 10 moments with on the Kevin and Bean Show?
Yes.
Now,
why do people like it so much when we screw up?
I don't know, but thank God they do, because that's about half the year is us screwing up on the radio. So I look forward to it every year. Now, I should say going into this, because we've not unveiled these before, Kevin is the undisputed world champion of Moments with.
That is true.
However, having said that, I feel like in 2013, I challenged him for the crown. I don't know how this is going to shake out.
I mean, you brought it. Don't get me wrong, but come on.
I mean, I do still feel like I'm the Clippers and you're the Lakers. Like, I'm getting close, but you may still be the champion, but
Kevin's,
I don't know.
Kevin still has the banners hanging in the studio.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Kevin is definitely the champ. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's count down the top 10
Kevin and Bean Moments With for 2013. And at number 10, well, look, it's Ralph Garman.
No.
And now, a moment with Ralph.
Fascinating life, a legendary... I was going to say statistician, but that's not right. A strategitarian? Nope, that's not right.
That was a moment with Ralph.
Wow, I was extra drunk that morning.
That was impressive, Ralph. Well done.
Thank you. All right, moving forward. At number 9, here's the first appearance of the top 10 this year from our man Kevin.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
See, it's a good thing. That's it. That's good old personal... You know what I'm saying.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Hail to the king!
Kevin, you may not want to stand up and bow just yet. I get a feeling you'll be standing up a lot.
Could be a long day.
Yeah.
At number 8... Oh, it's Kevin again.
Oh.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Dude, I'm losing money here.
It's 20 for a full side per
you know what I mean.
Our second moment win.
All right.
Can I try that again?
That was a moment with Kevin.
Wow. What, thank you, my people. What goes through your mind when you go down that rabbit hole, Kevin?
I swear to God, now, like word two, I start hearing the music and the whole thing put together. I hear you guys laughing. Ralph's usually giving me the eyes like, oh, my God, he's going to fall.
All right, at number 7, here's a Bean moment with...
And now, a moment with Bean.
Remember, she no longer does those 10 most celebrity fascinating celebrities interview shows anymore?
Sure, she doesn't do that anymore, that's for sure.
Hey, what's that called again?
That was a moment with Bean.
Ah, good times.
Yeah.
At number 6, it's Kevin again.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lucy. Thank you, Lisa.
And number 4, ladies and gentlemen, for 2013.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Remember that one, Lucy, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
I just met her. Number 5, halfway through the top 10 moments with for 2013. Well, look, it's Kevin.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
And I would never have recognized his face had I not seen this Crossing Lines. Like, I mean, I recognize his face, but not the name. I didn't know his name. Fichtner.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Let's move on to something else.
Sure, I got something else for you. Number 4, it's Kevin.
Oh.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Are there any things that I've changed my mind in the time since 2013 and the time you are? Could I try that again?
That was a moment with Kevin.
That's not number 1.
It is amazing that we still have 3 more to go.
The 2 recurring themes in Kevin's moments are, can I try that again, and you know what I mean. Those are the 2 recurring things.
All right, we're getting near the cream of the crop here. At number 3, I'm back. Here's a moment with Bean.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Because in a way, it kind of looked like, well, at least all is ends that, you know, whatever that old expression is about all ends that wells or however, you know what I mean.
Awesome!
Are you trying to say all's well that ends well?
Thank you, Bean.
That was a moment with Bean.
We are going down the rabbit hole here. It's a miracle this show is still on the air, right, you guys?
Ridiculous. It's a miracle anyone listens. You guys really are too drunk for your own good.
Yeah, that's right. All right, I knew that I had a particularly strong year. There I was at number 3, and it looks like I'm back at number 2.
Wow.
And now, a moment with Bean.
This is like when May and Trat and May, rather, when they... What am I trying to say here, Kevin? Matt and Trey, thank you. This is like...
May from now on.
That was a moment with Bean.
Yeah, my personal favorite, I think.
Good old Trat and May,
right? Trat and May.
All right. Once again, by the way, for the 100th year in a row, Lisa May has no moments with, by the way.
She's but too perfect. But I think perfect. I won last year or the year before.
Ralph barely represented with just one in the top ten this year.
Correct.
Let's find out who is the moment with for 2013. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is at number one.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
A lot of people pay attention to a TV show if they're in love with it. Let's say you watch Homeland every week. You know exactly what's going on. You know the characters. There's more people that sort of pay attention to pop culture and sort of have seen you around. And when you play roles like this where you're in Iranian intelligence and you're considered the enemy and a possible terrorist, do you get the double look on the street from people who don't know where they know you from and perhaps are trying to figure out, you know, who you are, where they've seen you, and they look at you with that stink eye?
Well, that's a dumb question.
All right.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the champion of the world, K-Rock's Kevin. And the pageant continues live from Fullerton. We'll be right back on the world-famous K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin DeBean Show at 25 minutes after 8 o'clock.
We are broadcasting live once again from the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton for the Miss Double December pageant. Hi, Lux. How you holding up?
Hi, Bean. I'm doing really good. The girls are keeping me really warm backstage.
So in about an hour or so, you're going to be transferring the crown from 2013 to 2014?
Via saliva, yes.
And you use your spit, right? Yeah, saliva. Yeah. You're going to spit on each other?
Why can't you say a kiss?
I didn't say anything, by the way. I didn't say a word there. I just said you're going to be transferring the crown. That's
all. Yeah.
I took it that direction, Ralph.
We have already had the swimsuit part of the pageant. We have had the talent competition. Now Ralph Garman, the fancy man in the suit, is on stage, and this is the interview portion of the pageant.
Well, as we know, the really important part of Miss Double December is her personality, right?
That's a tough sell to this crowd.
I know. Yeah. I tried. We have questions for each of the girls. These were randomly selected just before the girls came out. So let's get to know our contestants, starting with Desiree. Welcome, Desiree, to the stage.
All right. In evening wear.
Desiree, you look lovely.
Thank you.
Here is the question that was randomly selected for you. What, according to you, is the greatest problem facing the world, and how would you solve it?
An easy one.
Well, I think the greatest problem is starving children, and the way I would solve it, I would breastfeed all the starving children.
That is the best answer ever, and you could do it, too. Why don't you take a walk down the runway for everybody?
Why isn't she our UN ambassador? That's a brilliant plan.
Looking lovely in her evening wear. Thank you so much, Desiree.
I mean, if that's your kind of thing.
Which what? It is.
Her. Hot chicks and dresses?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up is Raina. Please give Raina a warm round of applause.
Well, that doesn't seem aerodynamically possible.
Raina, here's the question chosen at random for you. If you could have a dream date with any one celebrity, who would it be, and what would be the perfect date?
I would have to say David Beckham. And a perfect date, boo you.
Yeah, boo you. And what would be the perfect date with David Beckham?
Oh, just a night out in London. That'd be fantastic.
And what would Posh Spice be doing while all this was going on?
She'd be watching.
She'd be watching.
All right.
To have a walk on our runway and show off your lovely dress.
By the way, Raina has shown that you can be bigger than a double D and still compete.
Red's my favorite.
She
color.
Got him out. Yeah. She got him out. Thank you very much, Raina.
Come on now.
I missed that. What? Next up in our interview competition is Tawny. Please welcome Tawny to the stage. Tawny looking lovely this morning. Here's the question chosen at random for you. Your home is burning down, and you can only save one thing. What would that one thing be, and why?
It would be
She's back.
There's our girl.
Thank you, Tawny. Why don't you take a walk down that runway?
She's back. Tawny is unbelievable.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tawny.
I suspect she's going to...
with the potty mouth.
She's going to have some volunteers at the end of this show, I suspect, to help her out with that little problem.
Yes. Have we pointed out that she is the one that said she was going to punch everyone in the face?
The last time she competed, that's what she said, yes. And this time says she doesn't have a boyfriend to attend to her knee.
Exactly. Correct. Right, yes.
At night. Yes. And the last contestant in the first go-round on the interview competition, the lovely Jasmine. Please welcome Jasmine, ladies and gentlemen. Jasmine, here is the question, chosen at random for you. Beauty, brains, or money? Which of these is most important to have and why?
That's really hard.
That's what she said.
Okay. I'm going to say brains only because then you have the brains. Hold on! You... brains to make the money, and so that's why.
But if you're smart and rich, and but you're still ugly, isn't that a problem?
That's a problem. Beauty's pretty high up there. Can we have them all? Can we have them all?
Sure, take a walk. You've got them all. Why not?
This is a tough crowd that you boo someone as sweet as Jasmine, isn't it?
The lovely Jasmine. Thank you so much, sweetheart. You look lovely this morning. That is the first round of questions for our interview section of the competition. When we return right after this, we'll have the second round of the Miss Double December interview competition here on the world famous K.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is the Miss Double December contest from the Slide Bar, Rock and Roll Kitchen in Fullerton, California.
Voting is only open for about another 20 minutes or so from right now at K-Rock.com. It's your last chance as you get a chance to see the girls if you're watching at K-Rock.com or listen on the radio as you're hearing the interview, hearing the description of what's going on down here at the party. Who is your favorite? Who do you want to see wearing the crown representing the Kevin and Bean Show as Miss Double December 2014?
Speaking of which, I think they're going to be running this video for 24 hours online. If you were unable to see it this morning, you will be able to see it later on today.
That's great news. Ralph is on the stage. We've already had part one, group one of the interview portion. Time for group two.
The second group of our ladies coming up here to answer these randomly selected questions. Let's start with Allie L. Allie, come on out on stage, Allie. Looking very lovely. Wearing the Mr. T collection of jewelry. I like that. Allie, this question was selected for you. If your man cheated on you, but confessed and apologized, would you dump him or give him another chance, and why?
I would dump him because...
because he cheated?
Because he's a jerk, that's why.
Any man who would cheat on you would have to be a fool, absolutely, Allie. Why don't you take a walk and say hello to all the boys and girls out there.
I'm making a note to not cheat on Allie.
Do not cheat on Allie.
I've learned a little
dumped.
Something here today.
You will get dumped. Thank you, Allie.
Although she's not sure why.
It's a lovely shade of brown, isn't it?
It is.
Certainly
it
is.
Really is. Next up on stage to answer her selected question is Diana. Welcome Diana to the stage, everybody. Our very own Wonder Woman.
An Amazon, Ralph, and I mean that in the best of all possible
Absolutely.
Ways.
Absolutely.
That is
She's
the
even got the Wonder
of,
Woman bracelets.
The definition of statuesque right there.
Bullets and bracelets and the Wonder Woman shoes. Diana, here's the question that was randomly selected for you. If you can take just one trip in a time machine, where and when would you go and why?
Just one? I don't know. It's like I've watched so much Doctor Who. There are so many possibilities.
Suck up.
Just the future. Just to see what's going on.
All right, the future. But can we get a little more specific in the future? What would you like to see?
I just want to see what's going on in like 1,000 years from now.
See what's going on.
We're all
going
to be dead. We're all going to be dead, Diana.
If I do a time machine, then, you know.
Good point. Take a walk and say hi to the folks out there. here at the Slide Bar this morning. Diana, everybody.
Ralph, what's your estimate as to the size of Diana's waist? Is that like about a 19-inch waist? That's insane.
Tiny, tiny waist.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, Diana.
Beautiful, beautiful girls on the pageant this year.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't make me sing, because I'll do it.
Definitely.
Next up, with her randomly selected question, welcome to the stage, Brittany, everybody. Brittany. Oh, the people like Brittany.
A proud favorite.
Ever since she put that ball in her mouth, people like her.
Turns out that's popular.
I almost didn't recognize you without a ball in your mouth.
I know, right?
Here's your question, Brittany. Let's play a game of marry, kill, bone. But you can only use female celebrities.
All right.
You have to pick a female celebrity to marry, one to bone, and one to kill. Let's start with marry.
Okay. I would totally marry Angelina Jolie.
Good.
Yeah, love her. Kill? Miley Cyrus?
A little help from the crowd.
Bone?
Lux.
Lux.
Our current Miss Double December. Excellent answers all. Take a walk, Brittany. Say hi to the folks.
We need to make all three of those things happen. She is a crowd pleaser.
They're reaching out to her.
Yeah. It's like Pope Francis just showed up. Everyone wants to touch the hem of her garment.
It's not like Pope Francis just showed up at all. I'd like to correct Bean if you don't.
What I'm saying is, with the crowd surging forward to try to touch
her. I know, you're right. There's a lot in common between her and the Pope.
There's nothing alike here.
And lastly, the last competitor in our interview section of the competition, Allie Rose, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my. That's just barely staying on.
Oh, lovely. Hi, Allie.
Hello.
Here's your randomly selected question. You are facing a firing squad. But they're willing to give you one last request. Anything you want. What would it be and why?
Wow. That's a tough one. I would probably want... What? Yeah.
No, you wouldn't want that. And we can't say what the answer is. So just have a lovely walk down the runway, Allie. Thank you so much.
Why isn't the answer, don't shoot me? Why isn't that the answer?
You're no fun.
You don't get it, man.
Allie Rose, everybody. The last of our competitors in the interview portion of the Miss Double December 2014 competition.
Wow. All right. Almost out of time. The voting is just open for another 15 minutes or so at krock.com. Help us decide who will wear the crown for Miss Double December. Ralph's got the showbiz beat. And we have a very special musical guest for you coming up right after the top of the hour, too. That's all on the way right here on the world famous K.
Is this fate that I for the world's plan for me? I know I love you, and you love to see. But what all the water contains, a little drop for me.
Is that it? Is it over?
That's it. That's all
Crosby,
there is.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young here on the world famous K-Rock. It's 106.7 KRQ for a Friday morning. We lost Kevin either to the beer or to the girls. I don't know.
I have to go to make sure there's no nipple slips on the part of us.
Anyway, we are broadcasting live from Fullerton. Miss Double December 2014 will be crowned next hour. In the meantime, time for Ralph Garman and the Showbiz Beat.
If anyone does see Kevin in the crowd, could you let him know we're on the air?
And we're doing a radio show.
He has a job on the radio. Paging Kevin Ryder. Kevin Ryder to the stage, please.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh, here he comes. Oh, hi, Kevin.
Let's find out what he was doing.
Hey, what's happening?
You don't have a name? Nothing?
Nope.
Just someone. Description?
A person.
A person. All right. Well done.
My bad.
Before I get to the showbiz news, I do have some tickets to give away. The last pair of tickets for the K-Rock advanced screening of Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues. Everybody looking forward to Ron Burgundy. The movie is in theaters everywhere Wednesday, December the 18th, but we're going to have a special K-Rock advanced screening December the 17th at the Arclight in Sherman Oaks. If you'd like to see Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, I can't wait to see this film. Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers who get through with that number, we get a pair of passes to see the advanced screening of Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues.
Bitchin'.
The big story of the day when it comes to show business is what happened at midnight last night when Beyonce dropped a brand new complete album with videos
without letting anyone know it was going to happen. She just released it.
That's so rare these days to be surprised by a major project.
What's even stranger is it was a major project. She dropped it without anyone knowing it. She put it only on iTunes, and then iTunes crashed.
Has that happened before?
I've never heard of iTunes crashing before.
That's crazy.
Well, maybe with Rebecca Black's Friday. Right. Maybe. Well, that was the only other one. Yeah.
I mean, I wonder what the strategy was for that. I mean, she's one of the biggest stars in the world. She's going the exact opposite of the way other major stars do with their albums. But yet everyone is still talking about her, so I got to think that it worked.
It's a stroke of genius is what it is.
I think so, too.
And besides the fact she is one of the biggest stars in the world, so she can do something like that and get away with it.
Right. I can't wait to hear it.
Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom are officially getting a divorce. It was announced today.
What? Why are you people applauding divorce? What's wrong with you?
Because he got out.
Because he's escaping that family. That's why. When you think about it, a drug addiction is a small price to pay to getting divorced from Khloe Kardashian, really. I would do that in a heartbeat.
That's a trade up.
I'd give up a limb, a testicle, whatever it takes to get away from her, I would do. So congratulations, Lamar. You're free of Chewbacca. While we're talking about divorces and the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian's future ex-husband Kanye West in the news. Us Weekly Magazine reports that Kanye is making all the plans for the wedding.
What a surprise.
And it's going to be the biggest wedding ever in the history of matrimony.
Again, what a surprise.
News has leaked to Us Weekly Magazine that he plans on having the wedding at France's Palace of Versailles, the royal palace in France.
Now, that's where Marie Antoinette used to live and, well, I mean, all the French royalty, right?
Exactly.
It's pretty, that's a pretty Tony place.
Kanye wants to get married there, and he wants actual thrones used by the royalty to be there for him and Kim to sit in during the ceremony.
I've had an ass full of Kanye. I really have. I've had an ass full of him.
I wonder if he's going to wear that fencing mask when he gets married that he wears on stage.
He'll lift it up like a veil when they kiss.
It's a good look for him.
I'm shocked they're still together. I can't believe that Kanye has room in his universe for another human.
Well, apparently he just rules her. He picks out what she wears. He tells her what to say, what to do. And she goes along with it. Because there's not much going on upstairs anyway. I think she could use an extra White House gate crashers. The people who snuck into that White House party made a big bunch of news. She left her husband for Journey guitarist Neil Schon. Their wedding is going to be this Sunday, and it's going to be a live pay-per-view event.
Oh, good. I have to pay to watch her wedding.
You can watch the guy from Journey marry that girl that people used to know. For just $15, you can get the pay-per-view event. And apparently, I don't know how they booked them, but Journey will also be performing.
Oh, how about that?
Without the lead singer. With a guy from YouTube who now sings lead for them.
Right, the Filipino guy, right.
It's got everything.
It's Friday. That means new movies are in theaters today. American Hustle is in limited release. Saving Mr. Banks with Tom Hanks also released. The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. And Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas.
Crowd has very definite thoughts on Tyler Perry.
This movie has it all. It's got Madea, it's got Larry the Cable Guy, and Lisa Welchel, who used to play Blair on The Facts of Life.
Oh, wow.
It is star-studded.
Stacked top to bottom.
It is. Let's take...
Can I just butt in 1 second? We have about 2 minutes for voting.
Oh, yeah, let's
about
make
two
sure.
2 minutes.
If you do want to cast your vote for Miss Double December 2014, you have to do it in the next 2 minutes, and then we're going to start counting them up, and we'll have the winner shortly.
That's correct.
Very exciting. Today's celebrity birthday is Wendy Malick, turned 62 years old today. Christopher Plummer, who was Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music, but also has done a ton of films after that, 84 years old today.
The Insider. Remember him in The Insider?
Oh, he was great in The Insider.
Oh, so good.
What was that movie he just did with Ewan McGregor, where he played...
Star Wars,
no.
The one where he played the guy who came out late in life, right?
He played his elderly father who came out as gay late in life after his mother died.
That was also a Madea movie.
I don't believe it was. Ted Nugent, 65 years old today. Steve Buscemi celebrates his 56th birthday. Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 is 38 years old. Dick Van Dyke. Did we just have a power failure? People hate Dick Van Dyke. They turn the lights off. He's 89 years old. Evanescence singer Amy Lee is 32 years old. Jamie Foxx turns 46 years old today. And Taylor Swift is...
It feels like a perfect night.
No! No!
Come on, seriously.
No!
Seriously, you know you're speaking for us when you do that, Bean.
I thought you would like that. That's
no,
the
we hate her.
That's the Hitler version. She dresses up like Hitler. I thought you would enjoy that, Kevin.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at the Slide Bar in Fullerton for Miss Double December 2014.
Voting has closed. We are tabulating right now who will be Miss Double December 2014. We'll find out in just a few moments while the folks behind the scenes are working hard on that. Ladies and gentlemen, a very special guest to introduce to you live here in the Fullerton. Our old friend Rudy Cisneros has joined us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Rudy.
Hey, what's up, eh? Like, I just want to say what's up to, like, Orange County, like, as a whole. You know, because, like, even though I'm from, like, Boyle Heights, you know, I got a lot of love out here for Orange County. Like, I got a lot of homeboys, you know, that have passed away. I poured a little out for them. You know, they were from Santa Ana with, like, Orange and all that, fool. So, like.
Rudy, who have you lost since we talked to you? I'm sorry to hear you.
Oh, dog, it's been a rough year, dog. Like, yeah? You know, we're wrapping up 2013, dog. And, like, I lost Creeper. I lost like a little Misty that Haina.
Little
Misty.
I know little Misty got blasted. Her mom blasted her with la chancla in her head.
Oh,
stuck in her head. Like she didn't. It wasn't even like streets be hectic, dog. Her mom was mouthing off, and she's like, "Como se dice, what, Haina? Listen, yeah, bam!" And la chancla went in her temple.
That's
and
a goes, terrible way to go.
I'm not positive what he's saying,
then,
like, though.
No, I lost. I might cry, dog. This isn't a tattoo, dog. It's a real tear, dog. Listen.
It's sad.
I lost my stepdad, dog.
You did?
Oh, Rudy, I'm so sorry.
Why
didn't
you tell us?
Little Maniac, dog. Like,
Maniac is your stepdad?
R.I.P. Little Maniac. He was like a real veterano, you know what I'm saying? Like a Pachuco from the day of Zoot Suit. And he had his, like, he had his 56 Bel Air on Dayton's, dog. And, like, he was in a drag race at this crazy, like, strip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He went down to Mexico. They have the drag races, dog.
Right.
And he was crazy smoking wet cigarette. He's like, I'm going to smoke this fool. And it was, like, legendary drag race. It's called Satan's Bunghole. They do the like that.
All
right. And he's like, and, like, the tree blasting dome all off. But like Nick Cage, dog, face off, dog. They do.
No, I understand.
Face off.
That's a terrible way to go. So, Rudy, it's always great when you stop by the Miss Double December pageant. You get a chance.
Hey, hold on, dog. I'm blowing up. Hold on.
You're blowing up. Oh, your phone's ringing?
Hey, hello. I'm not on the radio, dog. What do you mean? I'm at work, fool. I'm at work, dog. All right, no, whatever. All right, thug life.
I was going to ask
my parole officer. He's okay. He listens to you guys. He's like, is that Rudy?
That's not Rudy.
Whatever.
Rudy. Uh-uh. So did you get a chance to meet any of the ladies backstage? I was just wondering if you spoke with the contestants.
I spoke to all the hyenas backstage that are like trying to be the double D.
Right.
And like, I mean, they look all right. You know what I'm saying?
What?
But you know how it is. You know what they say, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like women can't live with them. Go Raiders.
Is that what they say?
Know what I'm saying?
No, I've never heard that. I understand, Rudy,
that's what they say, dog.
The reason you are here is you have something special planned for the Miss Double December pageant this year.
You know, Lisa, that's right, huh? That's the old saying, right?
Yes.
I think that was
Hamlet. That was it, yeah.
Lisa heard it.
I saw those hyenas, and listen, they're nice. It's good that they like come up because it's kind of cold, you know, kind of a little chilly. Right?
Yeah.
So like you know, they wear the little bikini.
Right.
And I love seeing their chichis fly out, you know?
Right.
Hey, fellas, you like the chichis, huh?
What a surprise.
Any lesbianas in here? They like the chichis? Yeah, I know.
I got one
I
up front
see you,
here.
I see you with the flannel. Stupid. Listen, I love the chichis, so, like, you know, I want to take it back a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Huggy Boy style, maybe Art LeBeau, oldies. And, like, sing a slow jam. I just got out of the pen, fool. I caught another possession charge. That's why my parole officer called me. So, I scribbled this song out in a pen.
Okay.
It's a little slow jam. I want to sing it for all of you. What do you say?
Is that all right? You guys mind?
Rudy singing a slow jam for Miss Double December.
This is called I Love Chi-Chi's.
I Love Chi-Chi's.
Hit it, Omar. All right, everybody. Let's take it back to the old school. You know what I'm saying? Just lean back. Let your hyena go get you a drink or something. I love the Chi-Chi's. They are the best. Big skin balloons that are on your chest. Like eating a burrito, I'm gonna use both hands to massage those big old jiggly mammary glands. It's true. I see your chichis, I stop and stare. I get a funny feeling in my underwear. areolas and your cleavage too. The way you shake your chichis makes me love you. And late at night, your chichis are in my dreams, mis sueños. I get you pregnant and they fill up with cream, la leche. I sing this song to you to make it clear that I worship those double D's inside your brassiere.
Come on!
That's right.
Yeah!
That's right. All you putas out there, listen. I like the hyenas with the big chichis and the little brain. All right? All the boys out there, if you like it, say, I love chichis. Say, I love chichis.
I love chichis.
Where are the girls at? Where are the hyenas at? What are you doing here? Go back home. Make me some food. Don't you got no boyfriend or no husband? Go clean the house, stupid.
Hey Rudy, take it easy.
Come on. Listen, puta. Hey, Alexa, the vacuum doesn't work itself.
Rudy, take it
easy.
What
all these women?
But take it easy. We're happy to have them. Ladies and gentlemen, Rudy Cisneros stopping by. Let's double the summer pageant.
You know, that's the problem, doc. That's the problem. Like, that's right. One more time.
All right. Thank you, Rudy.
You can't leave your own.
Rudy.
You can't leave
Rudy,
your own cheer.
Rudy.
I feel like we're inciting a riot here. Thank you, Rudy Cisneros, for stopping by.
All right. Smoke weed every day.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 20 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Over the past couple of weeks on The Kevin and Bean Show, we have been introducing you to the finalists for Miss Double December 2014, and it all comes down to the next 2 minutes on the stage here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Ralph Garman is on the stage. What happens now, sir?
The polls are closed. All the votes have been counted. And as of 9 o'clock this morning, over 11,000 votes were cast for this competition this morning. So thanks to everyone who voted. Here's how it's going to work. We're going to bring all the girls out on stage because they all deserve your love and applause. Then I will ask the three finalists to step forward. We will allow the other girls to leave the stage with our thanks, and then we will announce the winner of the Miss Double December Pageant 2014. So let's bring all the girls out on stage, all the girls.
Let's hear it for them, ladies and gentlemen. Great competitors this year.
Every one of them, beautiful, talented, nice. Our best batch ever. Getting a nice line here, girls.
That's a lot of CCs on the stage.
Once again, let's give a big round of applause to all the girls who entered this year. Our best batch ever, I think. Ladies, I'm going to announce three names. If I announce your name, please step forward. At the end, after all three girls' names have been chosen, with the rest of you who haven't been selected, please exit with our thanks.
Boo!
And then we'll get down to who the winner is.
Ralph, before you announce that, can we just have 10 Miss Double D's this year?
No, I'm sorry, we can't.
Why?
Because there's only 8 girls, Kevin.
Oh. What is that?
Was it cheese or was it soap? I'm confused.
It was soap.
It was soap.
All right, here we go. These are the three finalists. As I announce your name, please step forward. Would Raina please step forward? Raina.
Congratulations.
Would Tawny please step forward? Tawny. And lastly, Brittany, please step forward. Brittany. These are our three finalists. The rest of the girls, thank you so much for joining the competition this year. You are all wonderful.
Bye, girls. We miss you already.
Beautiful, wonderful, lovely, sweet, kind girls.
It's such a shame there can only be one winner. This
it
is
really
a fantastic
is, especially
batch.
This year. So many great girls entered this year.
Can we just have three?
What's that?
Let's just have three.
We can't do that, Kevin. Only one girl can represent the Kevin and Bean Show in 2014.
So do we wrestle now or what happens? I'm not familiar.
I like what's going on right now.
And I'll have you know, there were only a couple hundred votes in between each of the three girls you see standing in front of you. So it was a very close race this year.
I see motorboating happening. What's happening?
Motorboating? Okay.
These girls really like each other. The first name I announce will be our third place winner. Then the next name I announce will be the runner-up. And then, of course, the one name I haven't announced will obviously be Miss Double December for 2014.
It's very exciting.
It is. Tense.
The third place winner of this year's Miss Double December 2014 competition will be announced right after this commercial break.
What's going on? Thank you. We are minutes away from the kiss that transfers the magic and the power of Miss Double December from 2013 to 2014. For those of us just joining us, where the hell you been? It's been a great morning here in Fullerton.
Sure
Ralph
has
narrowed it down on stage to three finalists of all the original contestants. What's next?
Here's what's going to happen. First, I'll announce the person who received the third most votes in the competition this year. Then I will announce our runner-up. Of course, the name I don't announce will obviously be Miss Double December 2014. Then we'll have Lux come out on the stage. Lux will kiss our winner. The crown will be transferred. And then we'll have our winner walk the runway and meet her loyal subjects. It's just that simple. So let's get going. With the girl who got the third most votes out of over 11,000 votes cast for Miss Double December 2014. Our third place winner is Raina. Raina, third place winner. Great job, Raina. Thank you so much. We've got some flowers for you, sweetie.
What's happening right now?
Got some flowers. Thank you, Raina. Thank you so much.
Raina and Tawny were hardcore making out right there as Raina left the stage.
Now, our runner-up, of course, has a very important role because should Miss Double December 2014 not be able to fulfill her obligations, get pregnant, in other words, yes.
It's happened.
Then the runner-up will have to take over. And we had that happen.
We certainly did.
We did have a Miss Double December get pregnant on us one year.
God bless Veronica. I still think of her fondly.
God bless her.
And what's she doing raising Little Bean without me, by the way?
Nice try.
The lady who got the second most votes in the Miss Double December 2014 pageant this year was Tawny. That means that Brittany is our brand new Miss Double December 2014. Congratulations, Brittany. We couldn't ask for a more lovely Miss Double December 2014. Here's Lux with your flowers. And now, Lux, if you would give Brittany her crown.
Here comes the sash right after that.
And her sash. And Lux, if you would, do us the honors of transferring the crown from yourself to Brittany. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome as she walks the runway, Miss Double December for 2014, Brittany.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
We are.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoops. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hot.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brittany, here's Miss Double December for 2014. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling delightful and delicious.
Congratulations. We look forward to spending more time with you next year. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. Thank you guys for voting for me. I love you.
But you're not excited to hang out with Bean, though, right?
I mean, who wouldn't be excited about that?
Hey, oh, geez. I'm right here. I can hear you, Brittany. Come on. Miss Double December for 2014, by the way, will be at Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. We'll be at the Weenie Roast next summer. We'll be at Acoustic Christmas, Breakfast with Kevin and Bean's Singles Parties. She is now the official pretty face of the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's quite an upgrade from you know what we had before we had a Miss Double December.
Indeed. One more round of applause, please, for your brand-new Miss Double December, Brittany. Congratulations, sweetheart. Go back there. Enjoy. Party with the rest of the girls. Thank you.
And let's also, how about another round of applause for Lux, who's leaving us as Miss Double December 2013. One of the most wonderful Miss Double D's we've ever had. Thank you, darling.
Appreciate that.
Well, this was fun.
She's not leaving us. She's just no longer Miss Double December.
It's kind of like how now there's a backup Pope. There's the Pope Emeritus, right?
How does everything go to the Pope with
Stop being? Saying Pope.
It's the least sexy
saying.
Thing in the world
just
is the Pope.
There's a new Pope.
Right, but
still
stop
the old
talking
pope
about a Pope.
Popes don't have those cans.
No, you're right about that. Hey, we do want to thank all the Kevin and Bean listeners for voting, of course, and we also want to thank the Slide Bar here in Tualatin for having us. We want to thank Larry Flint's Hustler Casino for coming on down, being on location. Thanks to everybody who brought down the toys.
Thanks to Budweiser.
Thanks to Budweiser for being one of our fine sponsors here today. It was definitely a lot of fun. All right, what else do we have left to do? Is that it?
That's it.
We're saying goodbye?
That's
We're
all
it.
Done.
We're all done. Everybody have a great weekend. Who wants to sing along with that song that we love so much? Every Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show, it's not the weekend until we say, don't bogart.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Say what?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over.
Roll another one.
Oh, ain't we fancy?
Just like the other one.
Milk.com.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Oh, yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
I need another hit.
Yeah, open your mouth.
Yeah, but you.
Open your mouth. Listen. Yeah, just right down here. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Right there.
That was a bit of a mess.
Just like the other one.
I don't need medication.
This one seems to be around.
Will you punch him in the face?
I don't have another sin.
What happens if the zombies come? Are you...
He's down on the phone.
Come on now.
Guess how many boobs I saw today, Mark? 15.
So let's get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Let's hit on that road. It's somewhere I gotta go.
And I'm see you next time. Yay! Right on. Boom, boom.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Come on now.